In the music world, you learn to expect the unexpected. Like a guy from Indonesia who plays avant-garde jazz, Jay Afrisando, now a University of Minnesota graduate student. Since his undergraduate days, Jay has been composing serious music and performing it.
Since 2008, I've been learning jazz with my friends in the jazz community in my city, in Yogyakarta. My instrument was alto saxophone.
Did you enjoy the improvisational aspect of jazz?
Yeah, I knew improvisation firstly from jazz, and then I continued to explore improvisation from other types of music, such as free improvisation, conducted improvisation, even participatory music that includes improvisation.
Now, you are a composer, and most people, when they think of composition, think of writing something down that will be played exactly by performers. But that's not always true, because in your compositions, you include segments that are improvised. Now, how does that work?
I usually set rules so performers can understand what I want to deliver to the audiences. It can be strict rules, but it can also be loose.
In the piece Wartusita, what are the rules?
There are 9 cells that I provide. The open cells that people or performers will explore the improvisation, and performers will connect each cell to another cell to make musical lines.
So each cell is sort of a segment?
Yes.
So there will be different parts of the piece that the musician, the individual musician, is responsible for. But in this piece, are there rules about how you're supposed to start and how you're supposed to finish?
Yeah, I divide the piece into 3 sections, and then I strictly guide the performers how to start and then how to play in the middle section and how to end the piece.
To you, as a composer, what is appealing about giving over parts of the piece to the musicians?
For me, the real music is out there when the notation is performed. When performers perform my music is born.
And by improvising on something that you provided, it's like they have accepted what you've done and are giving something of themselves to make it better.
Yeah, sometimes they negotiate with me how whether they understand the score correctly, so they can perform properly.
We're speaking with Jay Afrisando, and he has an early influence in jazz, and from that comes his interest in improvisation. But as someone from Indonesia, he also has an interest in gamelan music.
Kunding Transporter was composed 2 years ago when I was in a residency called One Beat in West Coast. I composed this piece as I wanted to reflect my cultural background, but at the same time, I wanted to involve musicians from different backgrounds so that I and the other performers could celebrate gamelan in a different way.
You have done this with a bass player and a violin player and a hammer dulcimer and a balalaika and a pianist, but you have done it in other instrumental combinations as well.
In this upcoming performance, I will perform Gending Transporter with gamelan instruments and also bassoon.
Jay, you have influence of jazz, you have influence of gamelan, you compose and you encourage improvisation. What do audiences tell you after they've experienced your performances?
Mostly that I heard from people my music is unique. Sometimes at some point it sounds strange, but at the same time it feels familiar to their mind. So it's like an ambivalent between strange thing and familiar things, and they consider it unique, and they could accept that.
In Jay Afrisando's compositions, we hear jazz, gamelan music, and other world idioms, as his style is to accommodate the talents of those he performs with. Jay's next performance will be at Studio Z in St. Paul, Saturday night, September 9th at 7:30. Information at studiozstpaul.org. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.